The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the September 2018 issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached at www.kiwanisfoundation.org. We're going to begin today on page 8 in our third line of Who's Who in Sports. Begin with Adam Thielen, wide receiver, Minnesota Vikings. His height is 6'2". His weight is 200 pounds. He was born August 22, 1990, Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Last season, Thielen ranked 5th in the NFL in receiving yards, 1,276, and 8th in receptions, 91. Both totals were career highs. He made his first Pro Bowl in 2017 and was also named second-team All-Pro. He led the Vikings in receiving yards the past 2 years. As a senior at Minnesota State, Mankato, in 2012, Thielen led the Mavericks in receiving yards, 1,176, catches 74, and receiving touchdowns 8. The Vikings signed him as an undrafted free agent the following year. Question: which free agent did the Vikings sign in the offseason to be their quarterback? Answer: Kirk Cousins, formerly of the Washington Redskins. Next, we have Caitlin Ohashi. She's a gymnast from UCLA. Her height is 4'10". She was born April 12, 1997 in Seattle, Washington. Ohashi ranked number one nationally in floor exercise heading into the 2018 NCAA Championships, received a score of 9.9625 in the event to claim a share of the individual national title. She also helped the Bruins win the team championship. Her routine earned Ohashi a share of the Pac-12 title in March. Video of that performance had more than 60 million views online. The 2018 Pac-12 Specialist of the Year, she received 3 perfect 10s in floor exercise. She ranked number one in the NCAA on balance beam in 2017. Question: which two Olympians are teammates of Ohashi's at UCLA? Answer: Madison Kochian, 2016, and Kyla Ross, 2012. And finally, we have Ben Simmons, guard forward of the Philadelphia 76ers. His height is 6'10". His weight is 230 pounds. He was born July 20, 1996, in Melbourne, Australia. Simmons was named the 2017-2018 NBA Rookie of the Year after averaging 15.8 points, 8.1 rebounds, and 1.7 steals. He also led Philadelphia with 8.2 assists per game and helped the 76ers make the playoffs for the first time in 6 seasons. A 4-time Rookie of the Month honoree, he was 5th in the NBA in steals, 140. The Sixers chose him first overall in the 2016 draft, but Simmons sat out the 2016-2017 season with a foot injury. He was the 2015-2016 USBWA National Freshman of the Year after his lone season at LSU. Question: who was named 2017-2018 NBA MVP? Answer: pardon of the Houston Rockets. Moving on to pages 22 through 24, back to school. Surviving each school day is a unique adventure. This gear will allow you to thrive no matter what's on your schedule. Gear up for the week. On Monday, it's Monday morning. You need a backpack big enough to haul all your stuff and dark enough to match your mood. So try the Jogo Purpose Backpack, a stylish canvas bag. Or maybe you want something more colorful that nonetheless conveys your feelings about the weekend ending, like a smiley face puking a rainbow. Puking a rainbow. This is a lunchbox. Emoji lunchbox, which has a matching backpack. Inside, stash some Barney almond butter dip cups. For fuel, you'll need some cool-shaped post-it notes to keep track of everything you need to do this week. And buddy phones, play headphones. Feature a study model for when audio or video lessons are on that to-do list. Tuesday means you're 3 days away from your big game, which means it's time for an intense practice. Stay hydrated all the day with your 32-ounce College Collection Nagin bottle. Use that water to wash down a Kind Kids bar that you stashed in your L.L. Bean lunch bag. Grab a marker from the special edition Sharpie packs, which feature pictures of Aaron Judge, Alex Morgan, Chris Paul, or Aaron Rodgers. Use one to sign some autographs, or at least mark with which Yankees Herschel Heritage backpack is yours. Wednesday. You've got an art class on Wednesday, so express yourself. Represent your favorite team with the Spark Lunch Kit and Team Tech Backsack from the Northwest Company. Then create something entirely your own using Primus Color Scholar Colored Pencils. Even your after-school fun can showcase your creative side with the Nintendo Labo Variety Kit, which allows you to build different cardboard housings for your Nintendo Switch that will let you play unique games. And Once Upon a Farm smoothie pouches are the perfect food you can consume with one hand while the other stays on the controller. Thursday, the test is tomorrow. It's time to really focus. Take detailed notes with your Crayola Take Note washable gel pens, which are perfect for making clear, color-coded study guides and drawing vibrant doodles in the margins. Or you can comb through your textbook without fear of running out of highlighter ink, thanks to Sharpie Ink Indicator Highlighters. Just make sure your accessories are as colorful as your notes with the donut lunchbox and mini backpacks from OMG Accessories. Keep both packed with Simply 7 quinoa chips for a delicious alternative to potato chips. And Friday, you made it. Maybe you're tackling that big math test and need the 2x136x Pro Scientific Calculator. Or maybe you just want to get pumped for the game and throw around the Nerf End Sports Weather Blitz football at the pep rally. Either way, get ready with a fruit plus chia snack bar. Even with the brain food, though, you're liable to make a mistake. Be prepared with a Uniball Kuru Toga, one of the most popular mechanical pencils on the market, and the Pink Pearl Eraser, a reliable classic. Finally, display your enthusiasm for Saturday with a helmet bag. Now it's time for the 2018 NFL preview. Who will be under center for the reigning champs? Can anyone topple the Pats in the AFC? From first down through fourth down, we've got you covered with the biggest storylines for each team. Scouting reports. Ram on a roll. Todd Gurley racked up 13 rushing touchdowns and added 6 TD catches as he was named Offensive Player of the Year. Playoff predictions. Awards. MVP, Drew Brees, Saints. Defensive Player of the Year, Jadeveon Clowney, Texans. Offensive Rookie of the Year, Saquon Barkley, Giants. Defensive Rookie of the Year, Bradley Chubb, Broncos. Playoff, AFC, Patriots, Steelers, Texans, Chargers. Wildcards, Chiefs, Jaguars. NFC, Eagles, Vikings, Saints, Rams. Wildcards, 49ers, Packers. Super Bowl 53, Rams over the Patriots. Ooh. We'll see. AFC East. Number one, New England Patriots. Number one, Brady and Belichick's excellence. Quarterback Tom Brady and coach Bill Belichick have been so good for so long, they've broken the AFC East. While the Patriots have won each of the last nine division titles, the Dolphins, Jets, and Bills only made a combined four postseason appearances in that span. Two, Gronk, healthy Gronk, dominate. Except in his rookie year, tight end Rob Gronkowski has made the Pro Bowl in every season in which he's played at least 10 games. The Patriots will be without wide receiver Julian Edelman, 98 receptions in 2016, who missed all of last season with a knee injury for four games due to a PED suspension. So Gronkowski, 69 receptions, 1,084 yards, will need to be at his best as the primary target in the passing game. And number three, watch his back. The Patriots chose not to re-sign longtime left tackle Nate Solder, creating a vacancy at one of the most important roles on the team, protecting Brady's blind side. New England drafted Georgia's Isaiah Wynn, 23rd overall, and traded for the 49ers' Trent Brown as potential replacements. And number four, Ben but don't break. Last season, the Pats ranked fifth in the fewest points allowed, though they gave up the fourth most yards. Linebacker Dante Hightower is back from a pectoral injury that limited him to five games last year, and Stephon Gilmore has developed into the team's best corner. But New England's weak linebacking core could prove to be a liability. Their record last season, 2017, 13-3. Number two, New York Jets. Quarterback question. No quarterback competition will be more compelling than the one being held in the Jets camp. Josh McCown, 18 TDs, 9 interceptions, is 39, but held down the position last year. Former Rookie of the Year Teddy Bridgewater hasn't played a full season since 2015, and third overall pick Sam Darnold from USC could be the next face of the franchise. Defensive help. The Jets signed cornerback Tremaine Johnson from the Rams to raise their secondary from above-average status to elite, but defensive tackle Leonard Williams, a 2016 Pro Bowl selection, remains the team's only effective pass rusher. Lack of playmakers. Eighth-year running back Bilal Powell, 772 yards, has never been able to run away with the starting job. In the wide receiver group of Terrell Pryor, Jermaine Kearse, and Robbie Anderson doesn't provide many explosive options. Youth movement. Only seven of the 22 starters from the 2016 season remain. Can the young guns end the Jets' seven-year playoff drought? Three, Miami Dolphins. By the way, the New York Jets' record in 2017, 5-11. Miami Dolphins. One, culture change. After unloading controversial star defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh and wide receiver Jarvis Landry, the Dolphins are hoping the team will have a better locker room environment under the leadership of free agent signees wide receiver Danny Amendola and running back Frank Gore. Ryan's back. Quarterback Ryan Tannehill missed the 2017 season with a knee injury. He was a steady hand at the position for the four previous years, averaging nearly 3,800 yards and 24 touchdowns over that span. Ageless wonder. Despite celebrating his 36th birthday this offseason, defensive end Cameron Wake is still among the best linemen in the NFL. Only five players have more sacks over the past 2 years than Wake's 22, and all five are under the age of 32. Drake's opportunity. Miami traded running back Jay Ajayi midway through last season, giving Kenyon Drake a chance to prove himself worthy of being an every down back. After averaging nearly 90 rushing yards per game over the final 5 weeks, is Drake poised for a breakout year? Miami Dolphins record in 2017, 6-10. And number four, Buffalo Bills. Underrated star cornerback Marshon Lattimore of the Saints was the Defensive Rookie of the Year. But Buffalo cornerback Tre'Davious White had just as many pass defended, 18, and only one fewer interception, 4. While quickly proved to be a shutdown corner in his first season and one of the few young bright spots on the team. A second chance. Injury-plagued wide receiver Kelvin Benjamin was a disappointment after the Bills traded for him during last season. He averaged just 36.2 receiving yards per game, holds up front. The Bills were sixth in the league in rushing, but they will have to replace 3 of last year's starting offensive linemen. And 4, McCarron's big opportunity. After spending his entire career taking second-team reps behind Andy Dalton in Cincinnati, quarterback A.J. McCarron is finally getting his shot in Buffalo. With a raw but promising Josh Allen sitting behind him on the depth chart, can McCarron seize the chance to finally lead an offense? The Buffalo Bills' record in 2017, 9-7. The AFC North. Number 1, Pittsburgh Steelers. Juju in year 2. The Steelers' offense runs through running back Le'Veon Bell, 1,291 yards rushing, and wide receiver Antonio Brown, 1,533 yards receiving. But the emergence of wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster adds another element to Pittsburgh's prolific attack. If he can build off his impressive rookie season, 58 catches, 917 yards, the sky is the limit for these Steelers. The other what? Pittsburgh found a budding star with 30th overall pick in the 2017 draft, Wisconsin linebacker T.J. Watt. A younger brother of the Texans, J.J. Watt, wreaked havoc last season with 7 sacks to go along with the forced fumble and an interception. Big Ben has some pressure. After voicing his displeasure with the Steelers' selection of quarterback Mason Rudolph in the 3rd round of the draft, quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, 4,251 yards, 28 touchdowns, will feel the pressure to back up his comments by performing at an elite level at age 36. Dupree embarks on crucial season. Bud Dupree, a first-round pick in 2015, hasn't lived up to expectation. The outside linebacker has the added benefit of playing opposite Watt, which should take away the attention of opposing offenses. But that did make a difference last year. Can Dupree help solidify a defense that allowed 4.4 yards per carry, the 5th worst average in the league? Number 2, Baltimore Ravens. By the way, the Steelers' record in 2017, 13-3. The Baltimore Ravens, Mosley's money, 2 years after Ray Lewis hung up his cleats, C.J. Mosley took over his starting middle linebacker job and developed into a Pro Bowler. He's heading into the final year of his rookie contract and will be one of the top free agents next offseason. But just for kicks, since K. Justin Tucker made his NFL debut in 2012, no other player has better field goal accuracy, 90.2%, or more 50-yard kicks, 33. Tucker has kept the Baltimore offense afloat by routinely tacking 3 points on the board. New look receiving core. The Ravens' top 3 receivers all played in different uniforms last season. Michael Crabtree from Oakland, Willie Snead from New Orleans, and John Brown, Arizona, joined an attack that ranked 29th in passing yards a year ago. Job on the line. Despite receiving $22.1 million a year, Joe Flacco has never made the Pro Bowl and has thrown the 2nd most interceptions in the NFL since 2013, 74. If Flacco gets off to a slow start, could rookie Lamar Jackson take his job? 3, Cincinnati Bengals. The record for Baltimore Ravens in 2017, 9-7. The Cincinnati Bengals, Lewis back for another ride. The Bengals opted to retain coach Marvin Lewis after missing the playoffs for the 2nd straight season. Cincinnati is 0-7 in playoff games during Lewis's 15-year tenure. The Bengals may need to get over their postseason if Lewis is going to keep his job moving forward. Load the red rifle. Throughout his 7-year career, quarterback Andy Dalton has never been consistent. A year after throwing for more than 4,000 yards, his completion percentage dipped below 60% last season, and Cincinnati ranked 27th in passing yards, a QB's nightmare. Over the past three seasons, no pair of teammates has combined to rack up more sacks, 58, than defensive tackle Geno Atkins and defensive end Carlos Dunlap. Sophomore success. Joe Mixon was drafted by Cincinnati in the second round in 2017 with the expectation that he would be the team's lead back. While he averaged an abysmal 3.5 yards per carry as a rookie, the Bengals believe he'll turn things around in his second season. Can he live up to the hype? And number four, Cleveland Browns. Record in 2017, 0-16. Excitement in Cleveland. The Browns made a flurry of offseason moves, including trading for wide receiver Jarvis Landry, 112 receptions for Miami, and quarterback Tyrod Taylor, and making two top five picks, quarterback Baker Mayfield and cornerback Denzel Ward. They out of trouble. Wide receiver Josh Gordon, 18 catches in five games, returned after missing more than two seasons due to off-the-field issues. Florida star Antonio Callaway was drafted in the fourth round despite some character questions. With Landry on board, the Browns have a dangerous group on their hands if they can stay on the field. Orioles, Adidas, Iron Man. Cleveland hasn't been known for stability, except at left tackle, where Joe Thomas played every snap for nearly 11 seasons. Now retired, the future Hall of Famer will be replaced by J.C. Tretter. Benefit of the doubt. Nobody will be on a hotter seat than Coach Hugh Jackson, who is 1-31 in two seasons. Can he reward his front office for having faith in him? The AFC South. Number one, Houston Tech. Their record in 2017, 4-12. The missing key. Houston went 1-9 in games not started by quarterback Deshaun Watson, 1,699 yards passing in seven games last season. The rookie season was cut short prior to week 9 when he tore his ACL during practice. He's expected to be healthy in time for the season opener and is the most important player on a team that made the playoffs in 2015 and 2016. Grab your popcorn. It'd be difficult to find a more exciting pair of defensive teammates than J.J. Watt, when he's healthy, and Jadeveon Clowney. Watt played only 8 games the last two seasons, but is a 3-time Defensive Player of the Year. Clowney was the number one pick in 2014 and has been a Pro Bowler for 2 years running. When they're on the field together, Houston is frightened. Hopkins and everybody else. The Texans have one of the best receivers in football, DeAndre Hopkins, who led the league in touchdown catches 13 last year. Beyond him, however, there are a lot of question marks. Will Fuller, 28 catches in 10 games, has blinding speed but has struggled to stay healthy. Injuries have also been a problem for Bruce Ellington, 29 catches in 11 games. Protect your assets. If Watson is the most important player on the Texans, then keep him healthy is the most important goal for the 2018 season. Houston's offensive line will look completely different this season, with both guard and tackle positions up for the taking. Can the Texans put together a serviceable line that will keep their franchise quarterback on the field? Number two, Jacksonville Jaguars. The record in 2017 was 10-6. Heavy duty back. No team ran the ball more than Jacksonville last season, and running back Leonard Fournette was the biggest reason why. Despite missing a pair of games because of injury and another for violating team rules, Fournette rushed for 1,040 yards and 9 TDs. Cornerback tandem. Cornerback Jalen Ramsey was a first-team All-Pro, and his partner A.J. Bouye didn't allow a single touchdown pass last season, cashing in. Although he doesn't post eye-popping numbers, Blake Bortles, 3,687 yards passing, got a 3-year extension. But he lost two of his top targets, Allen Robinson, 73 receptions in 2016, and Allen Hurns, 39 catches to free agency. New duties. Miles Jack is making the full-time move to middle linebacker following Paul Posluszny's retirement. Jack played the position several times last season but struggled to adjust to the role. Will one of the most potent defenses in the NFL continue to thrive with a new player at its heart? Number three, Indianapolis Colts. Their record in 2017, 4-12. A fresh start. Tight end Eric Ebron, 53 catches for Detroit, never quite lived up to expectations after being drafted 10th overall by the Lions in 2014. The Colts picked him up as a free agent, giving him another chance to prove he can be a primary pass catcher. Changing of the guard. Indy nabbed the highest-rated offensive lineman in this year's draft, guard Quentin Nelson. He'll provide an immediate boost to an offensive line tasked with protecting Andrew Luck, one of the most fragile quarterbacks in the league. New defensive look. Under new defensive coordinator Matt Eberflus, the Colts are switching from a 3-4 scheme to a 4-3. The goal is to emphasize the Lions' passing rushing ability and give defensive end Jabal Sheard, 5.5 sacks, a chance to shine. Feeling lucky. After missing the entire 2017 season with a torn labrum in his throwing shoulder, Luck is back and ready to go. Indianapolis is 8-16 without him on the field over the past three seasons. Will his return mean the Colts will return to postseason contender status? And four, the Tennessee Titans, record in 2017, 9-7. Inconsistent targets tight end Delanie Walker, 74 receptions last year, has been excellent for four seasons. But after him, the receiving core is full of question marks. Wide receiver Rishard Matthews, 53 catches, has never been able to truly break out, and wide receiver Corey Davis, 34 receptions in 9 games, struggled to stay healthy as a rookie. Butler, do it. The Patriots bench cornerback Malcolm Butler in Super Bowl 52. He signed with Tennessee in hopes of reestablishing himself as one of the NFL's top cover men. Mariota's miscues. The Titans aren't going to return to the playoffs if quarterback Marcus Mariota can't shake his interception issues. Mariota threw more picks, 15, than TDs, 13, last season, a disappointing step back after a promising 2016 campaign. Backfield work. Running back Derrick Henry, 744 rushing yards, will no longer be splitting carries with DeMarco Murray, who retired. But now Deion Lewis, 896 yards, rushing with New England, is with the team. Who will get more carries? Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. It can be reached at www.kiwanis.com. Foundation.org. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comment or questions, please call 919-832-5138. 919-832-5138.